Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle.
Innovator.
Tausch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I'll tell you this. I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch. So Amy Taylor is here in for Vince. And there is an Olympic story that's not getting quite the attention, at least not on the networks.
Well, suddenly I'm following pole vaulting like I've never followed it before.
All right. Now, explain to Tausch, if you would, pole vaulting conspiracy or
there's
controversy.
A French pole vaulter, Anthony Amorati, and he was pursuing Olympic gold on Saturday, but apparently he got quite the consolation prize. He actually failed to clear the pole by the narrowest of margins, and apparently he has sort of, I mean, how do we put it? The biggest baguette in France. And
wow.
No, I'm quoting an article in Us Magazine, just to be clear.
Okay.
Galbraith. He apparently caught himself on the pole vault. And have you ever seen this happen before?
No, I have not. And I get the vibes of like seventh grade health class right now when we're discussing things and we're saying everything but what we're saying. So it's fun that we're all like, you know, middle-aged and, you know, professionals. But yes, I did see this story and it begged the question because I think, you know, from a male's perspective, would you rather get if it's a gold medal and you don't have that hype, or if you have the bronze medal, or do you give that up for being, I guess, labeled or known as being a big baguette? What would you rather end up having if you're that athlete?
Well, right. And now, is this something that men actually think, you know, I think right now I said to my husband, I was like, oh, my God, did you hear about this guy and that he, you know, he had this incident with his, you know, vaulting on the wrong pole and, you know.
Wow, here we go.
And he said, well, oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's only his Olympic dream, you know.
Oh, so your husband was
felt sorry for him. He said, well, his Olympic dream died. And so that's.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question is that, you know, how that all shakes out and guys want to win. Like, I think in the most for all.
But isn't
of the,
he winning? No, Tausch, isn't he?
Well,
already
that's
winning?
The question. What are you most interested in winning in? Is it, you know, from a off the course perspective? I'm guessing he's going to have a lot more suitors from the female perspective than he would have if he had just won a gold medal. Now, if you're going to have it all, I mean, what everybody always wants is everything.
Well, this is
not
just...
many people get everything. So had he been able to, you know, fault on one of them and then still win the gold medal and everybody still knows all about baguettes, all of a sudden this guy is, you know, feeling really high. But I think in the long run, the consolation prize and being known for this isn't going to be the worst thing for him personally than maybe some other people that fell short and didn't get a medal either.
I think it's so embarrassing that it all unfolded in slow motion, and the commentators were just left like flat-footed with what to say exactly. In hindsight, we can make all these jokes, but I think you're right that this is, you know, it's not exactly all bad for this guy.
Yeah, the world wouldn't have known this guy had he won the gold.
Right?
No, I'm guessing, like, whatever the dating sites and whatever it would be, I'm guessing Facebook, everything else. I still don't know this dude's name, but I know.
Right, like, what's his name again? Anthony Amorati. Yeah, Anthony Amorati.
Anthony, I bet Anthony Amorati's dating profile is going to be strong to very strong moving forward, even though he didn't win the gold medal, where I think in most cases, you know, you go to the Olympics hoping for a gold medal and then all of the fruits that come from that. I think he's going to get a lot of fruit from what just transpired over the last, you know, 48 hours.
All right.
I can go on. I think maybe it's a good time to wrap this conversation up because it could go off the rails.
I feel like we delicately handled this about as well as we could have. For not being in fifth and sixth grade health class.
Well done, sir.
Thank you, Taj.
Yeah.
Taj is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When we're in love's clinch, she gets out.